He first caught the attention of the FBI because of jihadist-oriented messages he posted on social media and because he was communicating with an ISIS supporter in Wisconsin that was already under investigation.
Only Channel 11's cameras were there as FBI agents were seen carrying out boxes of evidence from this Northview Heights home where Mustafa Al-Wamir was living. According to the federal criminal complaint, Al-Wamir plotted to bomb the Legacy International Worship Center on Wilson Avenue in the north side. Authorities say his motivation was to detonate a device at the church to support the cause of ISIS and to inspire other ISIS sympathizers in the United States to join together and commit similar acts. The complaint says he targeted the church in order to take revenge for ISIS brothers in Nigeria. Al-Wamir never obtained any explosives, but he's accused of buying items to build them. Prosecutors say he thought that the undercover agents would be involved in the construction of the bombs with him. Al-Wamir allegedly met four times with an undercover FBI agent between April 16th and June 11th of this year to discuss the bomb plot, but also messaged over encrypted mobile messaging. He allegedly wanted more time to plan and coordinate the attack before carrying it out in July.
Al-Wamir has been charged with one count of attempting to provide material support to ISIS and two counts of distributing information about making bombs in relation to the planned assault. Authorities say there was never any danger to the public because Al-Wamir was under FBI surveillance for several months.
Investigators say Al-Wamir carefully planned the attack. Just this month, the suspect drove the undercover agent to the church to show him it, assess the location, and determine the strength of the explosives needed.